Convictions.
Then just the answer. Early, you know, before noon, I'll fool around with Ron Owens, 808-0810. You got a problem, we'll call you back if we like it. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. One Iranian woman describes the streets of Tehran today as teeming with police. Earlier, some of those officers used tear gas and fired bullets into the air to break up a rally for supporters of the opposition. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen is in Tehran reporting for ABC News.
Witnesses said that police were using batons and tear gas, breaking up a demonstration. Inside streets, young people were setting fire to garbage dumpsters, they said, to protest and also try to dilute tear gas. And they claim not to be scared by the big show of force and the threats that have been received from the Revolutionary Guards. Jeremy Bowen, BBC News, for ABC News in Tehran.
President Obama says the problems caused by cigarettes are apparent.
More than 400,000 Americans now die of tobacco-related illnesses each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death in the United States.
And that's why today he signed a new bill that lets the FDA regulate tobacco products, including how they're marketed to kids.
Within 10 months, the government will demand that tobacco companies stop sponsoring sporting and concert events. No T-shirts or other giveaways with tobacco symbols.
ABC White House correspondent Ann Compton. Apple CEO Steve Jobs could return to work this week, and when he does, he'll find the new iPhones flying off store shelves. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Apple is reporting over 1 million units of its latest iPhone model have sold since debuting in stores on Friday. That makes it the most successful debut for a smartphone yet. Apple CEO Steve Jobs, who's been on medical leave since January, was quoted in a statement by Apple saying customers are voting and the iPhone is winning.
Brian O'Neill says he's asked his longtime girlfriend Farrah Fawcett to marry him and adds,
"We will as soon as she can say yes."
Fawcett, of course, has been in the midst of a very public battle with cancer. Runner-up again for Phil Mickelson. He came in tied for second in the U.S. Open. The winner, Lucas Glover. Markets just before the close, the Dow down 188. You're listening to ABC News.
Only one luxury brand in America has received a 5-star crash safety rating for every single vehicle it makes. That one is Acura. And right now, you can find attractive pricing on every Acura model, including the 7-passenger MDX and the 305-horsepower TL. To learn more, visit your local Acura showroom or Acura.com today. Acura. Advance. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation's SaferCar.gov program. Models tested with standard side impact airbags.
To the pros in electrical work, there's one brand of tools that really counts. Klein. And only one home improvement retailer has them. The Home Depot. Right now, get a special buy on a 4-piece Klein professional screwdriver set for just $29.97 and get an 11-in-1 screwdriver free. That ought to help tighten up your next bid. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Ford, Chrysler, and GM have all gotten better but still lag behind foreign competitors when it comes to the annual J.D. Power Associates Car Quality Report. It was out today. General Motors filed for bankruptcy protection June 1st. The company's VP for Global Quality says their cars are improving.
Cadillac, by the way, moved from 25th place 2 years ago to third place, just behind Porsche and just a few points back from Lexus.
President Obama continues to push hard, but the battle against universal health care is facing more tough resistance among Republicans on Capitol Hill. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Republicans say a government plan will invariably result in rationed health care. House Minority Whip Eric Cantor says his party's plan gives people more choice.
Maybe you're young and healthy and you don't want to purchase coverage for hair transplants or other elective procedures.
The Democrats' hopes have been dimmed by their plan's $1 trillion cost. Melody Barnes is the president's top domestic policy advisor.
This is redirecting that money so that it's more efficiently and effectively used and so that people are getting better quality health care.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
After more than a quarter century in charge, Donald Fehr is retiring as head of the Baseball Players Association. Fehr turned 61 next month, says he'll step down no later than the end of next March. Mama is taking your Kodachrome away. Well, actually, Kodak is. The Eastman Kodak Company says it'll retire the film stock because so many of us now use digital cameras. This is ABC News.
If you've ever tried it before, you know that saving money is harder than it looks. That's why at Wells Fargo, we're with you when you're ready to save smarter. Come in today and we'll take a look at your financial picture and work together to help you save. With a Wells Fargo checking account, you get all sorts of online tools that make saving easier. Like My Spending Report with Budget Watch, where you can track your expenses. Or My Savings Plan, where you can transfer money to your savings account automatically. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. A strong earthquake has jolted an urban area in Alaska. It had a preliminary magnitude of 5.7, 58 miles from Anchorage. No word of any damage or injuries. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa will announce this hour whether he plans to enter the race for governor. There are signs he may not, including the advisors who are organizing the announcement. Those advisors are from his city hall staff and not his political advisors, who would normally be given such a task. And the playground at Bret Harte Elementary in San Francisco is getting a makeover thanks to First Lady Michelle Obama. She's joining California First Lady Maria Shriver and other volunteers to try and set an example about volunteerism. They'll both address a conference on volunteerism at the Moscone Center later today. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, is Terry Rouse.
Fairfield crash, westbound 80 before 12. Two vehicles on the shoulder. Emergency crews are blocking the right lane. You're backed up to Abernathy. At Lucky, they go out of their way to ensure that you get great values your family can afford, especially when times are tough. They are committed to their loyal customers in the Bay Area. Lucky Supermarkets. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Sunny and warmer today. 60s on the coast, 70s and 80s by the bay, low 90s inland. Even warmer for tomorrow. It's 68 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Delp. Welcome to the program once again. All right, China is getting serious. I was so afraid of this. I can't tell you how many nights on our trip in China that we were afraid you wouldn't hear from me for a while, that we'd get quarantined. They started doing it. The thing we wondered is, you know, we booked this nice hotel and they quarantine you. Do they keep you in that nice hotel? And then who pays the bill? Right? Well, we have an answer here. Here's a Dallas couple. Joan and John, yeah, their name is Body or Bodhi. I can't quite tell because there's one place when the Chinese got the bodies. It reminds me of the plastination deal. They got to China, but someone on their plane, and you know they take everybody's temperature on the plane or getting off the plane. I've told you all about that. They got off the plane. And they began their tour, Tiananmen and Forbidden City, when they were seized by Chinese officials. Now I want to know how they found them. When you enter China, they make you fill out, like, you know, this quarantine type form. It says, where are you going? It's like one line. Don't you love those forms? They give you one line to tell half your life story. Well, people grabbed them, took them to a hotel room. A person in a hazmat suit, they say, look like a combination Pillsbury Doughboy and the Michelin Man, swabbed their throats, got their luggage, and took them to a hotel I've not heard of. I will not smash the hotel because I had it. I never heard of it. But in an ambulance without air conditioning, this is the hot, hot season in China. It can be horrible. The hotel was not even one star, says Joan Bodhi. No air conditioning because the Chinese official believed the flu was transmitted in the air. The vents were blocked off. The doors were barred and guarded. They got three buffet-style boxed meals that they took back to the room to eat. I tell you, I had, real quickly, in a boxed meal, I had the worst airplane flight of my adult life. As a China Airlines, inside China, not China Airlines, but as a Chinese Airlines, I forgot the name of it, the lunch was a box. In there was a cracker, a stale roll, and an even worse cookie. And that was lunch. Anyway, they eventually got released. And what can I say? They said that 80% of the approximately 200 people at the quarantine hotel were from United flights. And, of course, they're blaming United for it, but it's not, I can tell you. China, it is very disorganized and not coordinated. Anyway, they walked out of the hotel Thursday. They got roses from the Chinese. What happens then? Do you finish your trip? Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. I don't think it'll do a darn thing. I mean, that's the funny part. These kind of actions do not seem to stop something that is so infectious. This is fascinating. I wish it were Father's Day. It's not, but it'd be a great Father's Day story. That men seem to spend more time with children who resemble them. Now, of course, I'm thinking all kinds of things here. The most common excuse men give for performing what has to be an abusive operation on an innocent child called circumcision, that they want him to look like me. Well, turns out the investment of a father in the care and education of a child, of course, is a decisive factor for a kid's development and growth and even survival. And how they did this study, which was done in Senegal, and a good way, a good place to look at these kind of things where you can get a uniformity to the culture, you see. So if you find something statistically, it's more likely to be valid. They took a bunch of families with at least two kids. They had mothers answer a questionnaire to estimate the amount of time the father spends looking after the child, his affection, his attention, even the money he provides for the kid. All right? Then they had other people who didn't know these families, get this, relate and evaluate the facial resemblances between children and fathers and the olfactory. That's right, whether the father smells like the kid. So how'd they do that? Well, they had to compare the odors of a T-shirt worn by the child with those of two men. Each time the father was recognized, a point was attributed, and these results were collated to build a resemblance index. And indeed, they confirmed the impact of a father's presence on everything. The nutrition in the child, the growth of the child. Excuse me for sneezing. But from Darwinian theory, from that point of view, it really makes a lot of sense. When men invest in the kids do better. All right, here come the politicians. Nassau County, Long Island, proposing a 2% food tax on fast food. Friends, I don't know what fast food is. How do you define it? Well, the politicians are trying to answer it. Any franchise outlet of a restaurant that delivers 30% or more of its revenue from the sale of prepared, ready-to-eat food, I thought all food is ready-to-eat when they serve it to you, and which serves one or more menu items that contain more than 5 grams of saturated fat per serving or point. Can you see where I'm going with this? Friends, we got enough rules. Once again, if they could show me, oh, yeah, this would generate revenue, but if they could show me, it would accomplish anything else. Otherwise, why pick on fast food? It's not going to discourage people from eating it. And, of course, the other side, we absolutely positively oppose this. This is New York State Restaurant Association. Why should those consumers who purchase fast food be penalized? I got something for you on a different aspect of food. Not fast food, but takeout food. You're going to want to listen to that a little later. How about this? How much do you spend per calorie on food? It's a different way of looking at it, isn't it? More educated people eat a little more expensively than less educated individuals, regardless of how much money you make. Did you hear that? It doesn't have to do with how much you make. It has to do with education. Whether more educated people are at lower risk for many health problems, or wealthier, more educated people are at a lower risk, but that isn't exactly what they're looking at. They eat more healthy. And it's difficult to figure out whether their higher quality diet, higher socioeconomic status, or both accounts for their better health. So they measured the energy density. This is everything. How many calories in a cubic inch of that food? How many calories in a chunk of that food that you eat? The more dense, like a French fry, more calories per gram, of course, seems to be worse for you. Fruits and vegetables are not very dense. All right? So they found that among both men and women, that those with the least energy-dense diets consumed more nutrients and spent more per calories. Those with the most energy-dense diets, i.e. French fries, had lower intake of vitamins from their food, but their diets were cheaper. But the amount of money a person spent had no relationship. The amount of money they spent on food had no relationship with income. So this idea that poor people can't afford, you see, it's tricky. It's per calorie. It's per calorie. And roughly, people who did not have a bachelor's degree spent about $7 for every 2,000 calories they ate, $8 for people with postgraduate degrees. And they broke it down by incomes and all that kind of stuff. So another way of looking at it. Here's more. Politicians at it again. They want to ban toys. They want to ban toys sold with meals in fast food outlets. I don't know. They still call them Happy Meals? Clever marketing. But it doesn't make sense. That's what you're going to do. Ban the toys. Just show me that if you ban the toys with the meals, that kids eat healthier. Right? New Jersey, they're going to ban drivers from using GPS. They want people to get lost in New Jersey. I told you when they open up this cell phone thing, mind you, there are many, many municipalities and counties and states that ban handheld cell phones but allow hands-free cell phones. When they passed those laws, I said they were dumb. The data didn't support it, and now we're stuck. They're stuck with a glaring example of how politicians have trouble thinking objectively. This one, and then of course when they did that, I said, "Well, you're gonna have to ban radios in cars, especially talk radio." Yeah. Oh, you got to ban music in cars. Please, how can you see what you're playing? Even if you got the fancy hookup with your iPods, you got to look and see, right? So this is the beginning of that slippery slope. New Jersey state lawmaker wants to make it a crime to touch the screen of a GPS. Now, I would say people getting lost are a hazard on the road. I want to see the data on that. You know, people that are way over on the right side going real slow, looking for where in the heck the street number is or looking for the corner they need to turn at. And this is just so typical. So typical. All right, this flu, again on the flu, what's going on now is we may wind up with a flu season all year long. You know, it's summertime, you're not supposed to have flu season. It's flu season in the southern hemisphere. I'm sure most of you know it's winter down in the southern hemisphere, it's summer in the northern hemisphere, and then it switches. Clever how the earth does that. But we may be looking at a year-round flu season with this H1N1. And in flu hotspots, we're talking 1 in 13 people infected, up to 7% of the population affected in our areas where H1N1 is widespread. That's in the United States. All right, you saw this. This has actually happened when I was gone. Half of men arrested for anything test positive for drugs. And if you look at the, in some places, it's huge. Right, in Atlanta, 60%, Charlotte, 70%, Chicago, 80-something percent. This includes all drugs. Sacramento, 78% of men arrested testing positive for drugs. So we have a drug czar now calling for an end to the war on drugs because it hasn't worked. We know that. And now we have a California legislator declaring pot smoke a carcinogen. And this is kind of interesting because it shows how the law works. Now, the law says if there's anything, Prop 65 says that a business has to warn consumers of any chemicals that cause cancer or reproductive harm. That's why in California, you know, when you buy a bottle of beer, it says can cause reproductive harm. You know, all this stuff. Anyway, there are 33 chemicals in pot smoke that's the same as tobacco smoke. So I agree, the law says you got to declare it. The problem is that probably the world's expert on marijuana and cancer, UCLA, he'll tell you, we've not found cancer. Pot should cause cancer. What we found instead was no association between marijuana smoking and cancer, even a suggestion of some protective effect. It could be that the antioxidants or something in pot smoke seems to block what should be cancer-causing agents, which are there in pot smoke. The other part of this that's interesting is that if you're using medical marijuana, you're not smoking the crude product, you're using a vaporizer. And that's not an issue. So it's a a lot, too little, too late. People wouldn't smoke cigarettes, you know, if it was the health warnings that made a difference. So it's a ho-hummer. And, of course, those things have been in tobacco smoke ever, I mean, a cannabis smoke ever since the beginning. Why all of a sudden are they catching up with it? And as you know, there's a lot, I mean, a bunch of surveys here, and you got Barney Frank is proposing legislation to kind of catch up to some states. In other words, if you're caught with 100 grams or less, you're not going to go to jail. Reducing this, you know, Barney Frank introduces sweeping reform of federal marijuana laws to try to save us a little money. What do you think? I think we could stand that. This is just sad. You know, a lot of people, when they commit suicide, it's alcohol. It's alcohol, and it's hard to, you got to look at different racial groups. It's really high in some racial groups and not in others. But across the board, you got maybe a third of people who try to kill themselves are truly, really very drunk. All right, told you I wanted to talk to you about, this time, takeout food. You know, Chinese, Thai, Indian, pizza, your favorite takeout foods. If you do that twice a week, that's all, just twice a week. What does that say about your health? I got the answers for you. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work-from-home companies with an A-plus BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full-time, and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule, and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey, listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no-obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Feet.
Dr.
Dr. Dean Adel. His intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk to Nick. How you doing, Nick?
Hi, Dr. Dean. You were talking about the study with the 33 chemicals that pot smoke shares in common with tobacco, and, of course, the fact that, you know, any smoke from any kind of plant is dangerous. I was wondering whether or not you ever read this article in one of the reputable science magazines. I don't remember which one it was, but I read it in, about how they found out that nicotine indirectly leads to cancer. They've known for a long time that it does not directly cause cancer at all. But there's a way that they found out that it indirectly contributes to the development of cancer, and that is that in the very earliest stages of cancer, there's a protein that our own body makes, which signals those cancerous cells to shut their cells off and die so that they won't evolve into more complex stages of cancer and where they could no longer be communicated with by that protein. And the nicotine interferes with that protein that our body makes to signal those cells. So I guess it obviously would depend upon how much you smoke and how much nicotine you got into your body, but that is obviously one way it could contribute to the development of cancer. So that
Boy, that is, Nick, that's fascinating. I do not know about that study. I can tell you that we aren't exactly sure why tobacco cigarettes cause cancer. We don't really know that. There are a range of opinions from polonium, which is radioactive, that finds its way into the tobacco leaf in small quantities that comes from the fertilizer, to these combustible products, any of which, of course, in a laboratory and in animals have been shown to cause cancer. Anytime you burn crude vegetable matter, I mean, go burn a pile of leaves and stick your head in it and breathe it in. How long do you think your lungs are going to last? The implication for what you're saying, if it were true, is, you know, nicotine inhalers and sprays. There's a new e-cigarette that's out now. You can get in some places online where electronically delivers a nicotine by inhalational dose. And it would be fascinating to find, indeed, that causes cancer. As for marijuana, I should say, and maybe I didn't say it clearly enough, that the clinical studies, you can tell me what's in the smoke all day long, but the clinical studies don't find more cancer in marijuana smokers. It's interesting because maybe we'll find something that can prevent cancer in marijuana smoke. It seems to reduce cancer risk, even, you know, people who inhale it. Now, you don't smoke 25 marijuana cigarettes, but one marijuana cigarette should have more. I mean, it has more of these crude breakdown products than even tobacco. So it's puzzling. I'd love to know more about that, Nick. If I get a chance, I'll try to look it up afterwards, you know. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the program.
Now I have two questions. Is that like a vaporizer that delivers the nicotine? And I thought the nicotine inhaler was on prescription. And my other question is, give us the lowdown on air conditioners and spreading what kinds of viruses?
All right, good questions. Vaporizers, I don't know if a vaporizer would work with tobacco. That's a very, very good question. You've asked a tough one, Jim. With marijuana, all the smoke stuff goes away, so people can safely inhale a vaporizer if they need medical marijuana that way. And, of course, there's pills and sprays and teas and all kinds of other things. And let's see, air conditioning and viruses. You know, I suppose if you walked up in front of the intake of an air conditioner, the intake, and you sneezed, a big juicy sneeze, those droplets would get into the ducting. I think they would be picked up by most filter systems that are used in modern air conditioning systems. And it's in the droplet is where the virus can hang out. But remember, the flu virus can spread from hand to hand to your nose. If you never touch your face, it's never going to affect you because virus does not penetrate your skin. So we can clear that up. And in an air conditioning system, like a window air conditioner, no, you're bringing air in from the outside. You're a few stories up. I just really doubt that that's an issue. It would certainly be as dangerous to go breathe anywhere. So in a hotel, so the Chinese blocking the air conditioning and the vents, I think, well, listen, this is Chinese air conditioning. As you know, China It's a very inconsistent place when it comes to the quality of their goods. Some of the finest technology that we all have and love is made in China, and they produce some real junk. So in a less than one-star hotel, I would imagine you could sneeze into the air conditioning and there'd be no filters whatsoever, and a droplet could possibly get through it. Although a drop would condense out, too. Moisture should condense on the coil. So I would not think it's high risk. Let's just leave it at that. All right, I want to talk to you about not fast, but takeout food. A couple times a week, favorite takeout food. What's that doing to you? If anything, maybe that's the place to go. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dandel.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A magnitude 5.7 earthquake has hit near the city of Anchorage, Alaska. So far, no reports of injuries or damage. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has taken his name out of the pool, says he will not run for governor. First Lady Michelle Obama is in San Francisco today, beginning her day at Bret Hart Elementary School in San Francisco. She is due to make the keynote speech on volunteerism at a conference at Moscone Center later this afternoon. KGO is there. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed down 200 points at 83.38. NASDAQ lost 61, 1,766, and the S&P 500 dropped 28 at 893. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny and warmer this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paver Stone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paver stone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paver stone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
Dolan's wants to be your green home improvement resource. And to emphasize the point, there's a free green gift waiting for you at any of Dolan's five Bay Area locations. No purchase necessary. In fact, you have your choice of four green gifts this week. For more information and the location nearest you, click on the Dolan's banner on the KGO website. And when you pick up your free green gift, don't forget to ask about the $1,500 tax credit for energy-saving windows and doors.
Tired of losing money on your investments? Do something about it. Get professional help, free, at myfinancialreality.com. Stop feeling defeated. Do something now about your retirement. Drop those outdated investment assumptions. Get a distinct advantage over your own financial future. Take action by calling myfinancialreality.com.
Call right now and we'll provide a full investment review plus 1 year of email alerts. A $2,000 value free when you call myfinancialreality.com at 800-530-2931. That's 800-530-2931.
Gain control of your new financial future with a free investment portfolio review for you and your loved ones.
Tired of losing money? Do something about it. Call myfinancialreality.com today at 800-530-2931. That's 800-530-2931. Do something about it. Some restrictions apply.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, this is an easy one. We're talking takeout, not fast food. I'll bottom line it for you. Popular takeouts, you know, Chinese, Thai, Indian, pizza. Even after they looked at, of course, takeout customers tended to be less physically active and watch more TV. And the breakoff was between those who got takeout once a week or less often and those who got takeout twice a week or more. But even after taking into account all the lazy factors, as well as employment status, higher takeout consumption was linked to a big belly. So it's not just fast food. So we need the politicians to, well, let's see now. That's a difficult one. So people using takeout food get fat and unhealthy. So if a restaurant offers, let's see, tax the takeout. I love that. See? Just tax it if you take it out. If you go to the restaurant and eat it, that's okay. Oh, no, that's the same food, isn't it? How's that going to work? So you see why all this is such nonsense. What can I tell you? Let's talk to Catherine in Connecticut. How you doing, Catherine?
Fine.
Yes, how can I help you?
I have glaucoma, and I have read that if you were a smoker and you take beta-carotene now, in your vitamins, that you will develop lung cancer. And I was wondering what your opinion is on this.
Well, the way you expressed it isn't exactly correct. If you take multiple vitamins and you're a smoker, and the multiple vitamins include beta-carotene, I can't think of a single multiple vitamin that does not. So, rephrasing your question, using beta-carotene as a smoker increases your chances of getting lung cancer. It's not take beta-carotene, you get lung cancer. Very important discrimination, because I'm not sure why you mentioned glaucoma, but there are some doctors who tell you to take a range of vitamins to prevent macular degeneration. This is kind of a controversial area in ophthalmology, but nevertheless, if that's why you mentioned it, it doesn't have to do with glaucoma. So, yes, and I'm happy you've read that, because I figured I'm the only person in the entire country that reports this stuff to you. There are at least now 11 major studies finding multiple vitamins worthless. Handful of them finding they increase cancer, multiple vitamins. More important, if you have cancer, the American Cancer Society now says do not take vitamins, because vitamins will undermine the effects of anti-cancer therapy. It will undermine the efficacy of radiation therapy and also chemotherapy. Now, why is a mystery, but the idea is that those things work by oxidizing mechanisms, and you take vitamins to try to block the anti-oxidizing effects. And anyway, that's just a theory. So vitamins have been one of the biggest flops in, I guess, American health history, don't you think? Let's talk to Robert. How you doing, Robert?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Dina Dill. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to you saying the best way to lose weight is to eat less food rather than trying a torturous, boring treadmill exercises. And I've been on a fast recommended by Kaiser to do a blood test for 12 hours, which I did do. In fact, I did it for 14 hours, and they said that's even better. And I said, gee, you know, that was pretty easy. So I went on went for a 36-hour fast, and I lost 10 pounds. And mm-hmm. That was the best way I've ever lost weight, and it was terrific.
Now, wait a second. This was one 36-hour period. You lost 10 pounds?
I was weighed at 190 pounds, and I weighed myself several times. But before that, a week and a half ago, I weighed 200 pounds. That doesn't seem to figure, does it?
No, it doesn't figure. But what's probably happening, let's talk about this, because there's some interesting aspects of your call, your question. Maybe you didn't even think about. First of all, when people get involved in a diet study and you put half of them in the placebo wing and you just tell them, just do everything as usual, and you compare them to the other half that you give them some kind of a diet, the people who do nothing or say they're doing nothing, they lose weight. You can't help it. You're thinking about it. You did a radical thing, 36-hour fast. So you've probably, it's like when I go to, if I get a speeding ticket, where I live, you can go to traffic safety school. You get away with that once a year or so. And after traffic safety school, I seem to drive better. You know, there's no cops following me. I'm free and clear. It's not going to go on my license or my insurance record. But you drive a little better, so you do something like a 36-hour fast because you cannot lose 10 pounds in one day. You can lose, you'd have trouble losing that in a week. The amount, let's just say you lose, you gain or lose 3.5-4 pounds a week, you're doing really, really well. Now let's talk about fasting. This interests me, Robert, because I think that, first of all, just going on a fast for weeks at a time is not good for you. Your body may rebel. Your body says, uh-oh, Robert's starving to death, famine, famine. And what it does is hangs on to calories more efficiently. Your body fights back and lays down fat even more so. That's one of the theories about starvation, why starvation diets may not work. But I think if you can handle it, what we've looked at are people fast one day, eat normal the next day. Fast one day, eat normal the next day. And the naysayers say, well, people are just going to make up for it. Day number two, after the fast, you're just going to eat twice as much. Well, you don't. And I for people who like that kind of discipline, and there are people like that. You know, there are people like mono diets, the cabbage soup diet. Eh, you're not going to lose weight eating. Oh, I make the chocolate bar diet. It's just, it's easy not to have to think about what you eat. And for some people, that works. So I'd meet you halfway if your doctor clears you. Because some people, you know, maybe you got a little diabetes, maybe a little of this, and, you know, fasting. Well, first of all, if you can do it. So instead of 36 hours, I'd have to think of the math here, just fast for a day. And then the next day, eat normally. Then fast for a day. You definitely lose weight, and some people find that easier. You know, they can get away with it as opposed to, you know, cutting down the amount that you eat every day. That seems to drive people nuts. I don't know why that seems so impossible. Now, I'm not overweight, so I don't deal with this a lot. I just find it easy to modify my diet if I need to. And I don't want to be sound unfair here, because people who are overweight, they have different mechanisms. They just have trouble not, you know, they have trouble pushing away that second helping. So, sure, I'd say fasting every other day is reasonable. Seems to work for a lot of people, and yet a lot of doctors will say, no, don't do that, just cut down the amount that you eat. That's what I'd rather you do, because then you can do that forever. And then what if you get 2 days in a row and you can't fast? You're on a trip and they got great buffets in a hotel. So then you got to go 2 days, you know what I mean? So you do the math and figure it out. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
A lot of these dealerships, Jim, are owned by the huge faceless corporations. How is the experience different at Toyota 101?
Rosie, we like to think of ourselves as like a family store. We're not part of a big corporation. And certainly one of the things that we love the opportunity is to meet customers face to face. So at Toyota 101, when I'm there, I meet every customer that buys a car and make sure that they know that if they need anything after the sale, one of the owners will be there to help them out.
Visit your friendly, no commission sales staff at Toyota 101 today and enjoy the everyday discount pricing and no hassle buying experience. Plus, take advantage of Toyota's factory cashback rebate offers on some of the most popular Toyota models, including the Corolla, Camry, and Tacoma, or special low APR financing starting at 0% on select models. For more details, visit Toyota 101 in Redwood City at Highway 101 and Whipple Avenue, or at Toyota101.com, where they've changed the way Toyotas are sold.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
You've been in the business a long time. How are you staying afloat?
Rosie, the biggest thing is we've kept our business model of trying to take really great care of our customers. We're seeing a lot of repeat business from our friends who have bought cars from us before. Our no commission sales process, which has been around 12 years, makes it a nice experience to come in. There's no pressure. People don't feel compelled to buy something they really don't need, and they come back to see us.
So when you buy a car at Toyota 101, you can expect that Jim Rimmer and the gang will be there next time you come back.
Visit your friendly no commission sales staff at Toyota 101 today and enjoy the everyday discount pricing and no-hassle buying experience. Plus, take advantage of Toyota's factory cashback rebate offers on some of the most popular Toyota models, including the Corolla, Camry, and Tacoma, or special low APR financing starting at 0% on select models. For more details, visit Toyota 101 in Redwood City at Highway 101 and Whipple Avenue, or at Toyota101.com, where they've changed the way Toyotas are sold.
80138.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gina Dell here. Let's talk to Gina. How you doing, Gina?
Thank you for taking my call. I just heard that you said those with breast cancer are not supposed to take... with cancer, you're not supposed to take any medicine. I supplement like B6, and I take also calcium, and I have breast cancer.
So you take B... Wait, so slow down. You take B6 and calcium, that's all?
Right. And B12 also.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will... because this is going to be frightening, because the percentages of women who, 60% of women with breast cancer take vitamins. And those are women getting chemotherapy or radiation. Are you getting any treatment for it right now, or are you post-treatment?
I've had it, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, so probably hopefully it's gone.
Yes, good.
Ever since I had it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Why don't I have Heather get your email, and I will forward this article to you. It's from the Wall Street Journal. It'll be easy to understand. And it tells you, American Cancer Society says that vitamins and supplements should not be used during cancer treatment. They're clear on that one. And they're very concerned by the potential cancer cells are voracious. They love nutrition. They love to eat well because they're wildly growing cells, so the idea of extra nourishment for cancer cells never made sense to me. I mean, I was telling people that 30 years ago. And for cancer treatment is a whole other issue. I'll send this. The title of it's called Concern About Antioxidants and Breast Cancer. And you can show it to your doctor, see what your doctor thinks. Calcium's not going to trouble you. It does not break it down to vitamin B6. It talks about most people who take a whole range of vitamins. B12, I think, is a reasonable thing for a woman to take. So you might not be in... might not be in any danger, but I'll have Heather get your email, and I'll get that sent to you. All right, let's talk to Ray. How you doing, Ray?
Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
Yes. I have a question. What causes these heavy or large bags under my eyes, the swelling under my eyes? What causes that?
Well, bags under your eyes have a few causes. First, as a person just gains weight, you can pick up fat. There's fat tissue in there. It can be swelling. Often most people say their eyes are baggier in the morning when they get up because you're lying horizontal. All the body's fluids kind of level out. Then you get vertical, and the swelling goes from your eyeballs to your ankles. You know, at the end of a long day standing on your feet, your ankles are swollen, not your eyes. If I hang you upside down, it'd be the opposite. So lying down flat can do that. There are specific kinds of, there's a whole bunch of stuff that really doesn't matter. So let's reduce it down to the genetics of how we put down fat and how we age. Eyelids can sag, right? They have a certain amount of weight. And there's nothing you can do about it short of surgery. If you wear, you know, wear a compress over your eyes while you sleep. But I hate the idea of people doing that. People do that too tight, and then it constricts is the oxygen flow to the back of your eye, and you can wind up causing yourself all kinds of problems. So between fluid and a little bit of fat tissue in there and the general sagginess that comes with age, that's what causes them. Let's talk to David. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a question for you. I want to know what the big deal is with sodium nitrite as an ingredient in cured meats, whereas I see meats that are called uncured, which seems to be impossible. You'd have to cure it and undo it. But they're, say, uncured with a little asterisk, contains no added sodium nitrite except for the naturally occurring sodium nitrite in celery juice and lactic acid starter culture. What is the problem with nitrites?
Well, originally, nitrite is probably the first, I guess, cancer-causing substance that everybody got excited about. This is going back to when I first began on radio. And indeed, nitrites, interconversion. In a laboratory, you know, put a drop of it on, you know, some cells, and it seems to be able to cause cancer. But that is in a laboratory. Practically speaking, it's tricky. It really isn't a matter of amount. Now, people, we've done a lot of studies about people's meat habits. And yes, some have found people eat a lot of, you know, luncheon meat. Oh, I hate that term. Seem to show increased, I mean, it goes back and forth. I won't even mention the cancers because it's just so hard to nail down in human studies. But the other side of it is, you see, uncured meats may not look as attractive. They're added nitrites. Nitrates are added to preserve color, and there's other ways of preserving meats. People have been preserving meat for a long time as a very important way of getting through a winter. You know, in agrarian societies, the ability to take something that is a perishable product and convert it to something that would last, you know, so from the salamis and the, you know, there's a long history to this and different ways of doing it. You can do it just with salt or drying, and it goes on and on and on. In general, my understanding is it just helps with the color, because normally meat in that situation would turn a dusky gray, and this keeps it pink, and you don't absolutely need it. And as long as it's part of an overall healthy, moderate diet, I'm fine. Other than that, if you're eating hot dogs and salami every day of your life in gargantuan quantities, okay, you're probably going to be harming yourself. And that's only still a percentage, an uptick in the chances of something happening. All right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This year, why not take a vacation in your own backyard? Frelin's Casual and Outdoor Furniture can help you do just that. At Frelin's, you'll always find a unique selection of outdoor furniture at the best value for your stretched dollar. But if you don't see exactly what you've been dreaming about in one of their showrooms, let their experienced staff help you custom design your outdoor furniture and take advantage of extra savings right now during their annual special order sale. Get your furniture just the way you want it, and choose from the hottest new styles and fabrics that are sure to enhance your outdoor living area. Order your furniture today and be relaxing in your own private oasis by the time the sun comes out. The sale only happens once a year, so hurry in now for extra discounts on special orders. Frelin's is celebrating their 50th anniversary, serving the Bay Area with locations in San Ramon, San Rafael, and check out their clearance center in Fairfield or visit online at frelins.com. Frelin's, why live indoors when we live here?
Len Tillum here. Worrying a little about investments is a pretty natural thing to do. You do it, I do it. So sometimes it's nice to have some help sorting all that out. A nice guy to help you with that is Pat Vitucci. He's an independent financial advisor. Vitucci and Associates have several offices around the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy, an independent financial advisor. He's not obligated to any particular investment area. I don't know about you, but thinking about my investments and how they should be allocated and reading financial reports and wondering when to buy and what to buy and sell, it's not my idea of fun. I'd rather leave all that sort of planning to someone like Pat Vitucci. He'll be glad to provide a complimentary consultation for you. No obligation. Don't invest and forget. That's what he says. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Bay Area residents have long known Frelin's as the destination for outdoor furnishings. And right now, Frelin's is partnering with Brown Jordan in an unprecedented factory-authorized promotion. Now through April 15th, save an additional 20% off all Brown Jordan collections, in stock or special order. Brown Jordan has long been recognized as a leader in the outdoor furniture industry, renowned for their innovative designs and lasting quality. If you've been dreaming of something special for your outdoor living area, visit Frelin's today and take advantage of this exclusive Brown Jordan sales event. We all know times are tough. That's why Frelin's is offering free financing for 1 year on approved credit. Frelin's is celebrating their 50th anniversary, serving the Bay Area with locations in San Ramon, San Rafael, and check out their clearance center in Fairfield or visit them online at frelins.com. Frelin's. Why live indoors when we live here?
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Donna in Washington. How you doing, Donna?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, Dr. Dina Dell. You were talking about antioxidants and breast cancer. If a person, if a woman does not have cancer, should she eat a piece of dark chocolate every day?
Should she? Let me get this right, Donna. You want a doctor's prescription for dark chocolate every day, and you're trying to get me and roped into this whole thing. Do you eat dark chocolate every day right now?
Do I eat it right? Yes, when it's available, I eat it every day because I heard to eat it for that.
No, Donna, you eat it because you like it. You're not eating it because you heard it was healthy. Come on, fess up.
Yes, I do.
You eat it because it's healthy, but you don't like dark chocolate.
I really eat it because they say for the antioxidants.
Okay, well, I could name 20 things that are full of antioxidants. I'll bet you don't eat. In other words, I have no idea your personal habits. If you eat dark chocolate, it's just a way to keep the health nags off your back. It is loaded with antioxidants, but only some types of chocolate. Chocolate can have a lot of sugar and fat in it, as you know. And I don't think simply eating a piece of chocolate every day has much of a chance of altering the course of your life. If you're overall eating a diet that is chock full of antioxidants and micronutrients naturally, you might have a chance, but we tend to over-exaggerate in our brains how much these silver bullets are going to help us or harm us. You see, the same goes for having a hot dog once in a while. It ain't going to kill you. The odds of it having any effect on your overall health are long indeed, only because there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of things that are bad out there that all of us do in various and sundry combinations. So this is really about statistics intersecting with our emotions. Coffee has antioxidants. Red wine has antioxidants. Red chocolate has antioxidants. So do all kinds of things. So the fact is, if you don't like chocolate, stop right now. Send it to me. Because I can think of other things that have more antioxidants in it that you won't like. But if you love chocolate and enjoy a piece of chocolate, then go right ahead. All right? As long as the rest of your diet is fine. So I wouldn't pin a lot of hope on it. I guess that's how I would interpret the statistical associations here. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Please join us for the next program. And until then, as always, be well and eat your chocolate.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has 4 locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Over the last year, you've probably heard commercials and read newspaper articles about NoMoreSnoring.com, but it's what other people say about you that really counts. Let's hear what Eric of Sacramento County has to say. Eric, you had a major snoring problem.
Well, basically, I had loud snoring 15, 20 years. I've been married for about 8 years or so. My wife, she would wake up, of course, with the loud snoring. I always felt like I was tired. I saw doctors. They did do a surgery on me where they removed a portion of my soft palate in the back of my throat. That didn't work. I heard about No More Snoring.
And how about your wife?
She loves it, and she's 100% confident this is a solution for other people to have this issue.
NoMoreSnoring.com uses an FDA-approved oral appliance that is covered by most insurance. Recommended by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, they have offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Sacramento. Call today for a complimentary consultation at 415-658-6028. That's 415-